Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep, Dodge, Route 9, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Also, it's Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to 75%. I'm sorry, $7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com, high of 91. Today with cloudy skies, city limits, we've got a few minutes for texts in the city, so let's go.
All right, Paul. George and Plum was referring to Doc in Claysville wanting Alika Williams to come up and start. And he also now hates Dan Zangrilli from his recent comment that we played, well, we've been playing the last couple of weeks. So the question is, by George and Plum, the texter, what is going on with your buddy Doc in Claysville?
Well, I mean, again, Alika Williams, I'm not sure. I think Doc might be the first person I've ever heard that wants Alika Williams back on the team. As far as the Zangrilli thing, it's very bizarre because, like I said, Dan Zangrilli has said basically that, you know, that he thought that there was no issue with Doc. So I give the text, I don't know, a 5 or a 6. But as far as what's going on with Doc in Claysville, I don't know. Maybe he's just becoming, what do they say, a crotchety old man?
Well, yeah, and hold on, give me 1 second as I can pull up what he said. But another text that's also coming in is Charles, is McAdoo in Altoona. There's a outfielder that's hitting really well and is hitting, I think he has 20-plus home runs in the season so far. Is there a consideration, at least, would you even consider doing like a Jack Sawinski move and bringing up like a Charles McAdoo who's hitting so well in the minor leagues to try to jolt this offense?
Well, I mean, again, when you bring a guy like that up, there's always this question. Who are you going to take out of the lineup? And I know there's a few guys that we can talk about that, you know, okay, well, this guy or that guy, but where are you going to play him?
Dirtbag Dan is what I call him.
Dirtbag Dan. Where are you going to play him? I guess in right? Is that where the discussion would be to play him? He's only 22 years old. He's young. I don't know that I would do that this year. You know, he's been in Bradenton. I'm looking at where he's at right now. It looks like he's barely, I mean, he's played a little bit in Altoona, but for the most part, he's been in lower than double A. I don't know that you bring a guy like that this year. I don't know that would help you this year.
Paul, back tomorrow?
I'm in tomorrow. Are you?
I will see you then.
Okay, sounds good. We'll do it again tomorrow. It's Paul Zeiss, 93.7 The Fan.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.